Nafshachayim is continuing in Perek Chof, discussing the next Maila of the Talmud Chacham, the next level of the Talmud Chacham. And he says, we said last time, he gets a connection to upper worlds, and by his connection to the upper worlds, he's protected. Now he goes a step further, and he says, he's mamish in the Palter and Shel Melech. He's escorted into the deepest, the most hidden rooms of the palace of the king. And over there, he's being revealed all the secrets of the world. How does Hashem control the world? What does Hashem do? And how does Hashem control the world? Like there's a Gemara in Brachos. It says, Shmuel says, Nehirin li shvili derekia ke'en shvili dinar da. The streets of the skies are as clear to me as the streets of my hometown, Nahar Da. In other words, Shmuel had access to the Chochmah and to the Shemaim and the Inyanim Ha'Elyonim more than he had to his own street. You know, like the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about how to write a get. And it says, if you know, which country is to the north of which country? So it says, Bavil's to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Mitzofon tipasach hara, that the Ra, the destruction of the temple, will come from the north, and it came from Bavil. So the Velt asks Akasha, why do you need a Pasuk to prove to me that Bavil's in the north? Just look, Bavil's in the north. So the answer is Bavel's in the north only because the Pasuk says that Bavel should be in the north. So Hashem created the world that way. Okay? So it's a better proof to say that the Pasuk says that the Bavel is in the north than to just say Bavel's in the north, right? So the Talmud Chacham is upraised. The person who's exposed to Torah is lifted to the point that he's looking down at the world. Okay. And the more that a person is doing it lishma and he's connected to the Torah, that lifts him up, and that brings him to this place where he's megalim leirazi Torah. He revealed to him the secrets of the world and the secrets of the Torah. Then he goes on to explain in Perek Chof here, and he says that this is what it means that a chacham has a ruach hakodesh. Okay, so this is a very important topic. So let's read it first. What he says, v'ruach kodesho yizbarach. The Ruach HaKodesh of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Yishkoin Lovetach Olav Tomit. This person gets Ruach HaKodesh. Chmo Shekosav B'Zoyar, Chakimi Adifi Minevi B'Kula. And this is a Gemara Baba Basra as well. He's quoting it from the Zoyar. But it's a Gemara Baba Basra as well. The Gemara says, Chacham Adif Minevi. A Chacham, it can get you further than a prophet. Now the Zoyar says, why is that? Because the Hala Navi, Lizimnin Shara Salai Ruach Kodesh, Lizimnin Loi. A Navi sometimes has it, sometimes doesn't. The Chakimin, but a Chacham, Loi Adimin on Ruach Kodesh. He gets Ruach Kodesh all the time. A Filu Riga Chada Zeira. Okay? The Yadin Madi Le'elo Vitasa Vulebo Legala. Okay? So this is the Ruach Kodesh of a Chacham. Now, it's a Gemara in, this is an amazing thing. I'm going to tell you now as a Ramban. Ramban in Baba Basra, Chidush Ramban. So the Ramban asks Akasha that so he's saying Nefesh HaChaim from the Zohar that the reason why a Chacham is Adif Minavi is because the Chacham's Ruach HaKodesh is constant, whereas the Navi has to be in the mindset of Nivuah. Someone just told me today that the Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, they say that when someone comes, you could have two people come to him. They saw that two people came with a very similar question. And to one person, he gave this advice, and to another person, he gave that advice. So they asked him why. He says, I don't know why, but this is the advice that came to me at that moment, and this advice came to me at that moment. So that means that the Ruach HaKodesh tells me that this is the right thing to do, right? For me, that just means that I'm spacing out. But for him, he's saying that's the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, the Ramban actually in Baba Basra says this, because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that nowadays that there's no Nevuah, so how does Hashem speak to us? So the Gemara says, Chacham adif mi Navi. Don't worry, a Chacham is better than a Navi. Now, let me see the Ramban. He says like this. He says, so what does it mean, though, that a Tamar Chacham has Nevuah, if after all, we say that a Tamar Chacham, that there's no Nevuah nowadays? So how could you on the one hand say that a Chacham is adif mi Navi, but still you say that there's no Nevuah nowadays? So listen to the Ramban. He's going on a Gemara that says, Miyoyim shecharav beis hamikdash, from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, af al pi shenitla nevuah min hanevi'im, even the nevuah was taken away from nevi'im, min hachachamim lo nitla, but the nevuah that's given to the chachamim was not taken away. That's the Gemara. So it means even nowadays, the chachamim still have nevuah. So says the Ramban, Ela hachi ka'amar, af al pi shenitla nevuas hanevi'im, the nevuah of prophets was taken away. What's the nevuah of prophets? Shehu hamara vehachazon, an outside vision that the navi is shown a devar Hashem, that the Hashem comes and says, "I'm about to tell you something. Ready, navi? Listen, I'm about to tell you something." That's the nevuah of a navi. He says that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the nevuah of a chacham in that sense. Nevuah sachachamim shehi bederech hachachma. It comes part of the chachma. Lo nitla ela yodim ha'emes beruach hakodesh shebekirba. That's the nevuah. That means that the navi is not telling you this is what Hashem told me. The chacham is not telling you Hashem told me this. That's prophecy. Ruach hakodesh is that he's so connected. He's so meuchad. He's so one with the Torah, and the Torah is part of the ratzon Hashem. So therefore, his ratzon becomes the ratzon of Hashem, and to the point that his chachma has been taken over by the chachma of the Torah, and it's the chachma of Hashem. So he's now telling you something which Hashem put in him to tell you. But he's not telling you, oh, this is the word of Hashem, I'm telling you a prophecy right now. So this is what the Zohar is saying. This is a higher level than prophecy, because the prophecy is sometimes, look, when I tell you that it's coming from Hashem, it's coming from Hashem. But when I don't tell you it's coming from Hashem, then it's my own thing. The chacham, everything he's telling you is from Hashem, because he has a Ruach HaKodesh. So the Ruach HaKodesh is saying that this is the coming from a deep connection that he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How does he have that connection? From the Torah. So Chacham Adif Mi Navi is that the Chacham can have Ruach HaKodesh. This is the way the Ramban understands the Gemara. So it's an unbelievable Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Miyoyim Shecharva Beis HaMikdash, from the days that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Afa Pisha Nitla Nevuah Min HaNevi'im, even though Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, Lo Nitla Min HaChachamim, wasn't taken away from the Chacham. In fact, the Ramban, which Nevuah does the Chacham have? The Nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh. That Nevuah is still Kayim today. So there's a, that's the Koyach of the Ruach HaKodesh of Talmidei Chacham. So you say, oh, wow, he has Ruach HaKodesh. So the Chazon Ish says, of course he has Ruach HaKodesh, because he's not thinking about his own, his mind was, taken over by a Kodesh Baruch, by the Torah. So they can see things that no one else can see, and they can understand things that no one else can understand, and they can, and that's why you get advice, and you get that's the Koyach of the Ruach HaKodesh. So that's number one. Then it says here, so this is a very, very important concept. And by the way, this is also better than prophecy for a different reason. Because, we say, is loy bashamayim, right? You cannot paskin a halacha based on a prophetic vision. If Hashem comes to a Navi and says, this is the halacha, What does the Navi say? The Navi says, let me go to the Beis Medrash and hack it out with the Olam. If the Olam likes the Svara, then we'll go for it. If they don't like it, we're not going for it. Right? So Hashem is subject once the Torah was given to us, so it doesn't go by Nevuah anymore. But Ruach HaKodesh could paskin halacha, because Ruach HaKodesh is the Koyach of the Chacham himself, how it's the shidduch of the das of the Torah coming through the person. That's valid even for Piskei Halacha. And that's what you find all the time in the Ravid, in Rabbeinu Hananel, in the early Rishonim. They write all the time Nizgalu liburach hakodesh, that this is the pshat. So the question is, why is he saying that? There's no value to saying that. It's a prophecy. No. Nizgalu li, I'm telling you, I have ruach hakodesh when I said this pshat. This pshat came from that koach, from the koach of the connection of the Torah. So, many examples like that. The koach to paskin a shaila from a dream, that's a whole different story. That's taka not so pashut. You know, the sefer of the Maggid of the Beit Yosef and all sorts of other svarim that were written from Talmidei Chachamim that got a Torah in their dreams or other times or whatever. That's a different story. But Ruach HaKodesh is for sure valid. Because Ruach HaKodesh is this koach.
Okay. Basically, Rabbi, it's the person is so plugged into the Torah that he thinks like Hashem.
Yeah, and the hashpa, but it's also an extra hashpa that comes down through that connection to the Torah, because Hashem is it's both.
I would say even without the hashpa, because he's so plugged into the Torah, he thinks like Hashem, so he's able to opinionate, give his opinion. It's like it's coming from Hashem almost, and that's
for sure true also. I think that Ruach HaKodesh, it could be that that's the way the Chazon Ish defines it, the way you're saying it. But I think it's a little bit even one step further, is that Hashem is constantly being mashpia into the world through Torah, right? So if you're always plugged in, then you're getting a constant hashpa also. So the thing that you're thinking now is also part of that hashpa. Now,
that sounds like Nevuah.
No, then that's what he's saying. Nevuah is Derech Ma'ariv HaChazon. It's not inside the intellect of the person. It's outside the intellect of the person. The person has to be sleeping. He cannot attain the nevuah while he's in his kalim. Ruach HaKodesh is within the intellect of the person. It's a hashpo within the intellect of the person. It's a different level. And then he says, a person goes higher and higher. And then he ends off with a Zohar, that the Zohar says, what's the difference between a Navi and a Chacham? The Imun de Mishtadli Be'eraisa Atam Chacham Adifim Inavi is better. My time at the Imun Kaimi Bedargi Lo Yosem Inavi is on a higher level. Imun de Mishtadli Be'eraisa Kaimi Le'ila Ba'asra De Ikri Torah, because they're connected in the level of the Shemayim into the highest level of Torah. To Kiyumal Chol Me'emnusa. V'nevi kaima l'sata, and the Nevi is on a lower level. So even in terms of the spiritual world that you're plugged into, a Tamachachim is plugged into a higher world than the Navi, because a Tamachachim is plugged into the world of Torah, which existed right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the Nevi'im are plugged into a later world. So therefore, the Chacham is even Adif Minavi in that sense as well. Okay? So, stop here. But it's getting interesting. Oh, Hashem.
Yes. So we can all give Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah, you have to be connected. But yeah, the story I told you, the story with Baron Leib, that he had a group of a Rebbe that brought a group of his students, Bali Tshuva. So after they all met, Bar Leib called over the Rebbe, and he said, that student over there, you have to make sure he gets a bris milah. He doesn't have a bris. You know, that one over there doesn't have a bris milah. You got to make sure that he gets a bris milah. So supposedly the story was that they went to there was, someone told over the mice to Rabban Kanyashkin, and says, oh, you see, Rabban Leib Steinman has Ruach HaKodesh. So he says, of course Rabban Leib has Ruach HaKodesh. But this story is not a proof. Anyone could see that you don't have a bris. That's obvious. You could see it on his face. He has a tumah. So these people are definitely seeing things that we don't see. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. All right.
Exactly.
Very good.
Shalom. To be continued Sunday, Be'ezat Hashem. Sunday, yes. Monday, yes. Tuesday, I'm not going to be here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good. We'll talk.